but before I retired, I did have several years in quality control and assurance. Okay. The question I have, which I quite don't understand yet, is in this phased approach that we're talking about cleaning up and building. Mm-hmm. Now, is it going to be a total cleanup process on all 18 acres first, or are they going to do sections at a time? Section one, clean up. Go in, test. It's clean. Section, okay, start building.
I don't know.
Section two, are they going to say, okay, clean up. Okay, it's clean. Start building. To go back to section one, it's built. Okay, let's rent it. Okay, what I'm worried about here, there's going to be an overlap where you'll have people actually living there while that 18 acres is still being tested for chemicals or whatever.
I'll ask a question for you, but I don't think so. I don't think it's going to take that long to build, for one thing. And
well, I mean, are we going to clean up all the 18 acres before
they might start construction before they're completely done with remediation? They probably could do that, I suspect.
Would you have people living there before they finish cleaning up the final phase or part of it?
I don't know, but I'll find
out. I would worry about that.
I wouldn't think so, but I'll find out for you.
Personally, I like it, you know, from a quality point of view, I would like to see the whole 18 acres clean and tested. Let it sit, let the land heal itself, go back, you know, test again, then start building. Frankly, for the future, for this kind of land that's been has toxic soil in it, mm-hmm. It should probably be moved to the 5 to 10 year plan for the county so that all these issues can be resolved and moved into and have interaction with the community and the public instead of this hurriedness that I sense happening here to expedite this project. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm all for affordable living, mm-hmm. but I'm also for not taking any risk, no more risk than we have to. And I think it would be better if it was on a long-term plan. Soil's clean and tested. Let it settle, test it again, and then start building. But this kind of concerns me, that's all.
Okay.
It's the methodology they're going to use. Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. Who's next? All the way in the back with the glasses.
Good evening. I almost want to say good morning. My name is Russell Huxwell, and I don't live in Eagle Point. I actually live about a half mile to a mile away.
Okay, and what's your concern?
What's your last name again?
Huxtable. It's actually a brand new concern that hasn't been brought up yet.
Good.
I feel that this project has circumvented proper planning and zoning processes by using the Sussex County Rental Program in a manner which is not clear in the ordinance. According to council minutes, this project received preliminary approval from the council to enter into the rental program contingent upon zoning approval and signing an agreement. Then just 1 month later, the change in zoning application is in front of planning and zoning. The expedited review in Ordinance 2016, I feel, does not allow the change in zoning application to proceed in an expedited manner. I believe it refers to only the plan review and conditional use. Other ordinances that offer expedited review only refer to plan approval and staff review and conditional use and has nothing to do with changes in zoning. The logical sequence is that the project must first obtain the zoning they need prior to going into the rental program. In addition, the council, by taking the action it did in last month's meeting, basically allowed this project to circumvent the change in zoning request, preliminary approval project before a proper zoning is achieved, and also circumvent a public hearing and a plan review by staff. The process here has been muddied. However, even if it is interpreted that the change in zoning is allowed, under the definition of expedited review, a preliminary approval is not final approval, and only an approved project can receive expedited review or any of the benefits afforded to it by the ordinance. If this project has indeed received an expedited review, and that is why we are here so soon, that action could and should be deemed inappropriate. If this project desires the expedited review, then considering then this project entered into the rental program with an AR1 zoning, their zoning and density bonuses should be based upon that determination, which would give them a maximum of 89 units with a conditional use on the generous end of rounding numbers. In addition, they must proffer to Sussex County a fee on any number of units over 2 units, and any other conditions placed on it by Ordinance 1920. If the county still feels as if this is still an appropriate action, I'm still against this project, as I believe the density is unaligned with the area and its capacity. It's 216 units based upon 18 acres, of which only about 12 of which are buildable. The original Rubino proposal called for approximately 70 condo units with more appropriate and adequate open space. This is more in line with what should be acceptable, and if it were to include affordable housing units within about 89 units, I could support that. And speaking of the affordable housing issue, it's only 33 units out of the 216 units. It is the bare minimum that is required by the rental program. And there are issues that we have with the rental program, where if you produce 64 units or less, you have to provide 40% of those units. Mm-hmm. And then with 65 and over, you provide only 15% when the county gives away 20% of bonus density and expedited review. So I please ask you to not reward bad decisions or poor decisions by the developer and even the county council with a zoning change. They are capable of building multiple family housing units within an AR1 use designation with utilizing their current existing zoning, and that is appropriate for this area and can include within that affordable housing. A change to MR would be inappropriate and not necessary. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, who's next? Okay. Have you been up here before?
No, I haven't said anything.
Oh, that's right. You wanted to be the master of ceremonies. I wouldn't let you. Yeah, come on. Okay.
I still would like to, but
you're not going
maybe
to.
Another time. I'm Mary Cox. I'm a resident of Eagle Point. And I just wanted to add a couple of comments to some of the things that have been said this evening. I heard a speaker saying that the Arbors of Cottagedale was certified as a remediated brownfield site. Remediation is a term that's been used a lot this evening by a lot of different people. They used it to mean just toxin testing. They used it to mean cleanup. They used it to mean cooperation. It's a very confusing word to me. Denrick's position that it is a common practice for cleaning up a site and starting the construction, I understand the economics of that. It makes a good deal of sense.
Okay.
But not when you look at the pictures that we brought here for you, when those toxins are in our backyard and you've got the prevailing wind that blows into our yards, into our homes, and the particulates that Dr. Lack identified, the chemicals that are in his report, they're not things that you want to mess around with. They're not things that you want your kids or your family or that you want to be in the same room with. This site isn't just a brownfield that got certified in January of this year. This site was put on the SERB file, the Superfund file, in 1991 because of the groundwater elements that were found in there. They're not just toxic. They create birth defects. They create cancer. And that was just from a little bit of testing that was done, because the guy who owned this site before Mr. Rubino purchased it first gave to Denrick 5 acres. So they did just a minimal amount of monitoring wells and testing on the site. And then he gave them another 10 acres. So then they modified their plans to save money and to be efficient and said, okay, here's our second final remediation plan. And we'll give you a choice. We're going to let you decide if you would like to set up a groundwater protection zone on the property or put up monitoring wells and look at what's happening with those nasty things that are in the water there. And he chose, of course, to put a covenant on his deed, and he sold it. And somebody made a bad business decision. And I'm really sorry about that. But I would hate for a bad business decision to turn into something that will be a blemish for Sussex County, because the message that we're giving to our citizens to put people and families with limited incomes and limited housing choices on a contaminated toxic site, and from what I've been able to understand, Denrick's position is that you don't clean it up, it would cost millions of dollars. You cover it up. and you put an army barracks on top of it.
That's not what I heard him say, man. I mean, I appreciate your testimony, but it...
I read all 95 files in the SERP files on the toxic dump site, and that is what they said in their file. They may not have said it this evening, but they didn't bring any of their files with them.
That's right. They're not a subject of this hearing, so they're not on the record here. What's on the record is what their testimony is.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's kind of what is in the written report that's been submitted. I mean, that's kind of what we have to look at.
And whatever record we get
from you, which we're going to take some time and look at. There won't be any decision made tonight. I can assure you that.
Thank you.
Okay, your time is run out, so I'm going to ask you to just kind of sum it up here, maybe in about 15 seconds.
I don't want to beat a dead horse to death.
I'm not going to let you, because we've already heard most of what you've already said. And so if you've got something new to introduce, that's
Denrug fine. Authorized Kent County to dump their sludge on Jackson Pit.
Okay. Their sludge toxic? Is there bad chemicals in the sludge?
We don't know because nobody tested it.
Okay.
Denrug reported when they looked at the sludge on the site that it had been dumped there. It was supposed to be smoothed out to cover up the garbage and the different things that were put in the land.
Right.
But nobody ever covered it up. It's sitting there in piles. Nothing was done with it until this developer came along and
I was out there Tuesday. I didn't see any piles of sludge.
I hadn't finished my sentence, sir. I'm sorry. I said until this developer came along and bulldozed it into a flatter.
And more seconds.
Okay. This site is also a landfill, and I've been trying to find out. I called Denrec. I've called Sussex County government. I can't find out.
It's 10:20. Okay. If there's one thing we know, this is a landfill, okay? So I'm going to ask you to sit down, okay? All right, who's next? Anybody else want to talk?
I just wanted to ensure that somebody knew it was properly compacted before it was built on. There were no sinkholes or crack foundations.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Bring
this
up.
Sure.
My name is Brooke Freeman, and for the record, I live in close proximity. I'm not someone who just moved in. I've lived here all my life, and I'm going to make reference to this is where I live.
Okay.
I lived down the road the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved here, that was back in the 70s.
Okay.
I want you to be aware that, as the previous speaker said, that was a pit.
Yeah, we know.
Before it was, and it was, so it's quite deep. But one thing no one pointed out was this was a pit that was full of debris that was more than just rocks and wood. And it would burn sometimes for weeks at a time to where I've had personally had to call the fire company to put it out.
That was in one of the reports that we got.
Okay, but I didn't hear it tonight, so I just want to point it out.
That's good.
Okay. The other thing that I want to point out that I didn't hear, and maybe it's in the report, but when you look at the right-of-way of this road here, you will notice right there at the church, and everybody's been talking about the restriction of the view, the right-of-way actually is diminished by 10 feet because that cemetery sticks out.
Uh-huh.
So don't think that there's a clear right of way and look there. I know you said you don't want to hear any more about traffic, but I do want to let you know we have a roadside stand at South Corn right here. So I'm there sometimes from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. I have seen the way traffic backs up.
Mm-hmm.
There was a remark in their traffic study that they were going to be making some improvements with a light being here and with a northbound turn here. I can tell you right now, when people come out of here, they are already using the side road, the side of the road to make the turn to go right. I've seen so many accidents and close calls. And the other thing is, I'm trying to keep it to the point because you don't want to hear it. The investigation has you know, been worked on, and it's just not a simple dump. I saw where it would actually be pushed up. I'm just trying to get the magnitude from an eyewitness who's been here my entire life. And the only physical contact I've ever had with the property was actually go back and get dirt from Mr. Jackson. So I think what you've heard here today is, and there was a little remark that was made that I wasn't part of the record, someone referred to as, excuse the expression, but it was sort of like a slur toward the person that made the remark, the Love Canal. But what I'm trying to point out is you've had and heard enough testimony that there is a lot of toxin there or potential. You've heard Denrec said that they haven't done a full, complete investigation. And before you would even want to recommend, I think, to county council is why set the county council up for a potential liability of a future Love Canal? And I'm using that as a terminology.
I understand.
I think you've seen and heard enough about safety. You've heard enough about health issues. And, and it's not keeping with the environment, the neighborhood. You've changed it from what I've seen, because I remember when it was all open. But the thing is, this is not in keeping with the community, with a single home. I hesitate to make this remark because it's going to maybe upset some people. All the people that were talking about Eagles Point or back that developed there, that was just a raw open sewage pit because all the sewage was dumped on a sandhill back in there. I know. I worked for the farmer that we just did in all the time. I wasn't part of dumping it, but I've seen it. So there's some other issues in that. I don't know what it's doing for the water, but I do know that I'm one of the unfortunate people that end up with cancer. And I'm 6 years out. I have a lot to be thankful for. And so there's enough reasons right there. Health, safety, and it's not keeping with the area. So I'd appreciate it if you would strongly consider not approving this. And I want to thank you for making some hearing available to me because I'm hard hearing, but I do want to let you know only half of it works, so I only have half of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll try to get the other half for you next time.
I want to thank you for doing that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Honestly, next time, we'll try to get it right next time.
Well, and you did it on short notice, too. There was a point that I forgot, but please keep in mind that as our representative spoke earlier, there is no money in the near future to even do anything with these intersections. So please don't make the road any worse than it is because it's terrible. And if you want to come by and stand there while I'm selling corn, you can see it. Again, I've seen it back up. And this road here, I've seen it back clear up to where in order for me to get down, I go back behind my house.
All right.
I thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. All right, folks. Who's next? All right. Looks like we've reached the end. Typically, we ask for a show of hands, but many of your hands have left. I don't think we vote on hands anyway, so I think we're going to... We're going to dispense with that this evening since so many folks have already left. Okay, does anyone on the commission have any questions? Does anyone want to hear from our friends from Denrec?
You want to use egg timer with me too, sir?
You better believe it.
I don't know how many questions.
Okay. All right, then. Before we close the public hearing, I want to thank all of you, and I sincerely for being here. And those that left, you can tell them I said thanks. I know it gets a little testy every now and then, and if I don't keep you on a short leash, you'll be wandering all over Georgetown. So, you know, we kind of have to keep control of what's going on. But I want to remind all of you that there are good folks on all sides of these issues. It's a difficult decision, and I can assure you that it's going to get all of our consideration. We have a lot of materials been given to us this evening. We're probably going to take some time to look at that. And believe it or not, when you leave here, we still have more business to transact. So what I'm going to ask you to do when I say we're adjourning the public hearing, you're all going to want to get up and start talking, okay? Feel free to get up. In fact, please get up, okay? But if you would do it quietly, you can talk all you want out in the lobby. And again, we thank you all for being here. It's important. It really is important to us. And we'll close the public hearing. No applause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll close the public hearing. In fact, we're going to take a 5-minute recess.